No runs on the mud tonight. I got me Parker. Looking for the crew, any muds will do. I got me Parker. Quite sure feeling you got fine, so I'm gonna be the same. I got me Parker. The kids are alright, so I'm looking for a fight. I got me Parker. I used to be a punk, but now punk's on blue. I got me Parker. Well, I've got my Parker, but I don't really like it much because the fur gets in my neck. I only bought one because we made it. It's supposed to be fashion, I want to be mad. I used to be punk. I spent all that money on bondage things and leather jackets. And what happens? They bring out another fashion. I'm waiting for the next one. I wanted to be a hippie, but I was always too young. Anyway, I suppose I better rev up and rev off. I used to be a punk, but now a punk song.
Thank you. set me free. Still wants to hold me. She's gonna make me blow my mind if I don't get away. My doctor told me. Around talking to myself, I don't know where I'm at half the time. I look at a picture, I see her face, I think of what she is, and I start crying. Girl, lie, that ought to be a thing, cause she's in the body's brain. Girl, lie, you can turn her on to the level you desire. Girl, lie, she lights you up and set you on fire.
Phone. And she said, Daddy, listen, you better come on. That is what we call a big finish.
Okay, I found my headphones.
Yeah, we are totally prepared for this episode of Punks and Parkas.
So prepared.
So prepared. Hi, Daniel. Do they work?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome to Punks and Parkas.
Yes.
101.5 UMFM.
That's right.
Doing some classic Punks and Parkas.
Yeah.
This is like Punks and Parkas when I started. This is what it sounded like.
Nice.
Yeah. So how are you?
I'm good.
Yeah?
Yep.
Yeah. I'm okay.
We're great.
Yeah. Getting more and more gray hair every day, but that's okay.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you one thing.
What's one thing?
Well, it's probably like multiple things, but like home ownership is stressful, man.
It is. It's so stressful.
Why didn't you tell me? You knew this.
Yeah.
Because he's like, doo doo doo.
Hey, doo-doo-doo-doo. Oh, look at this. It was on sale.
Stressful, but in a good way.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Oh, it is. It is. Good.
It is. I'm sure everybody in Winnipeg is dealing with slightly damp basements right now.
Yeah.
We have hit our major thaw.
Yeah.
So this always happens. Like, we get a dumping of snow, it seems like, March, April. Yes, we get snow in April, people. And then we get, like, this insane, weird break of really warm weather. Like, we've had double digits plus temperatures this week.
Yeah.
Which melts everything fast.
Yes.
So water starts showing up where water shan't be showing up.
Yes.
In basements and
yep.
sidewalks and everywhere. So to all of you out there in Winnipeg suffering with a wet basement, we feel you.
Or flooded streets. Yeah.
Flooded streets. It's a mess right now.
Yeah.
But it is spring.
It is spring.
I'm calling it. And I mean, the whole city of Winnipeg can get mad at me when we get a dumping of snow in the next 2 weeks, but I think it's here.
It's raining.
It's raining right now.
Yep.
I'll take rain, man. I'll take it any day. So yeah, I took the week off work to just kind of, I needed to recharge my batteries.
Yes, you did.
Needed to kind of celebrate my birthday.
That's right.
I turned
39.
Yeah. No, I put it out there on Facebook. Like, I turned 44.
Yeah.
So I needed, you know, when you get older, you got to take some time to yourself. So I took some time to just recoup before work gets crazy and before I might go on strike.
Yeah, that's.
Let's not talk about it because I don't really talk much about where I'm employed, but not happy, let me tell you that. Anyway, it gave me some time to do a set list.
Yep.
And I was driving with Hunter in the car, and we have a radio station here that used to do Psychedelic Sundays that I was an avid listener to. Like, me and the girls would go out Friday, Saturday night. I lived in this country, so I'd spend the weekend with them in their apartment in the city here, and we'd wake up Sunday mornings, a little rough, not going to lie, having our coffee, eating our toast, and listening to Psychedelic Sunday. And the first song I played on this show, As the Years Go By, I'm going to screw this up, Mash McCam?
I think so, yeah.
Was like a staple on Psychedelic Sundays.
Yeah.
And I hadn't heard it for years, like maybe a decade even. I was driving in the car with Hunter and they were doing like a Psychedelic Sunday Easter weekend.
Yeah.
Because he is risen. Let's, you know, celebrate with psychedelic music. And it was playing in the radio and I was like, oh my God, this song's amazing. So I'm like, well, that's going on a set list. And then it just went from there.
Yeah.
So that was As the Years Go By. And then after that, probably one of the most underrated but best Canadian 60s garage rock bands to ever come out of this country, the Ugly Ducklings with Gaslight. Me and our show sponsor there, Brett at Vintage Vinyl, have a beef because the Ugly Ducklings released one full-length album, I believe, maybe two, and Gaslight isn't on it, the good one. The one I have, it's not on there.
Jeez.
Yeah, I think you can only get it as a single. Great song, though. Even the album's great, though. And then we finish that off with The Leaves. Let's Get Together.
Yeah.
Some nice harmonica.
That was beautiful.
It's far out, man.
So far out.
Yeah, so we're going back to our roots. I just heard today that I always pronounce her last name wrong because I'm not British, but Mary Quant?
I don't even know.
I always screw it up, but she passed away. She was a very famous designer, very synonymous with 1960s swing in London look.
Yeah.
For lack of a better word, she had that really, for those people who don't know, she had that really fancy, like, angled Vidal Sassoon hairstyle that she rocked. And she was instrumental in the making of the miniskirt.
Yeah.
She was. So, sadly, she passed away today. So, all of us mods are kind of having a little moment. And all the people who love design and fashion, because she really was quite influential in her time and fashion. So sadly, I don't have anything on the show to like tribute her, except for the fact that I'm playing a classic Punks and Parkas show. So maybe that's the tribute right there. Should we play some more music and
let's spin some more tunes.
It was so funny because you did the set list a couple weeks ago and it was like 10 songs, eight songs. I think I have like 20 on here because they're all like 2 minutes long. I was telling you when I used to DJ in the clubs, this was just the worst because you had no break between flipping these 45s. So next, doing a band I love called the Crying Shames.
Ooh.
And this is a track called Ben Franklin's Almanac.
Yes.
Yeah.
Inside out, how I feel, far and near, can't be real. Pink and blue seem all right, colors fine.
daddy, I go and jump into the stream. Yeah, yeah, if I was you, daddy, I go and jump into the sea. Tell you if I was you, daddy, I go and jump into the sea.
your name? My name's Mary Jane. I live down the lane. All right.
Songs.
Wow,
that gotta be on the ball.
That was quick.
Well, it was like 2.5 minutes. Welcome to Punks and Parkas.
Yes.
101.5 UMFM.
I'm Captain Dan.
I'm Penny Lane, working the controls here. I did the set list.
You did it. It's all you. Yay!
See what happens when I have a week off? I get on the ball for like a week.
Oh, yeah.
And stuff goes to garbage, but that's okay. That's why we're a good team.
That's right.
We're the best team. Oh, so this set list started off with the Crying Shames with Ben Franklin's Almanac. After that was the Downliner Sect with One Ugly Child. 49th Parallel with Twilight Woman. The Woolies doing a cover of Who Do You Love? And The Haunted with 1, 2, 5. They need to go back to school. They don't know how to count.
Yeah, they don't know how to count.
That's really wrong.
I'm sure that's not right.
I'm pretty sure that's not right, too. So anyway, welcome back.
Yes.
There was something I was going to talk about during this interlude, and I totally forgot what it was. That's where you have the do music in the background. So yeah, spring is here.
It is.
The Home and Garden Show is going on in Winnipeg.
Yes.
If that's your bag, baby.
Yes.
We might be checking it out. Actually, we are going to check it out.
We are going to check it out because this guy here won tickets.
Free tickets. So we can go and dream about what we want our backyard to look like.
Yep.
And in reality, I'm just going to get that $50 fake axe throwing set I saw and call it a summer.
Yep.
I gotta say, I am kind of disappointed in the new lawn dart situation. Like, where are the sharp pointy bits?
Yeah.
They don't exist anymore, right?
When we were young.
Oh my God, when we were young. We had hard balls for croquet.
We were on death's doorstep every single day we went outside.
Lawn darts that my parents did not supervise.
Nope.
You know what the supervision was? Dad making sure that the circles were the proper distance away.
Yep.
And then he just gave us the darts and was like, see you in an hour, hopefully.
And he's in there drinking beer.
Probably. Yep. Yeah. On the deck.
Yep.
Playing with the dog. Dangerous times, my friend.
Bicycles with no helmets.
No helmets. No helmet. Nobody wears a helmet. And then my son, who's like, helmet.
Yeah.
Which I'm glad.
Yes.
Because he rides his bike to in the city. And I'm like, yeah, you know, times they are changed.
We rode around in the back of a station wagon, not the seats, in the very back of the station wagon.
You had a station wagon. We had a pickup truck.
Pickup trucks, too, right on the very back of the pickup truck inside the box.
This is what happens when you hit your mid-40s. You start becoming this person, right? Are we going to sit on our porch next and yell at the kids to get
Damn
off
right.
our lawn? Yeah. Okay.
Getting a shotgun sitting on my front run steps and just yelling at kids to get off my front lawn.
This is what happens when you buy a house. Anyway, what else do we got to tell you? Punk Rock Flea Market is still open for their surveys. I think this is the last day. If you want to provide some feedback to the Punk Rock Flea Market, go to their website. If you're a vendor, you have till the 21st. I did ours for us today.
Oh, sweet. Thank you.
You're welcome. But the feedback is valuable. The crew there is, I know the crew.
Yeah.
A lot, and they are reading these and they are taking a lot of the feedback to heart and are looking to improve the next one, which they're hoping to be in the fall.
Yeah.
and which I'm assuming will be bigger.
Yes.
So if you are a vendor, if you make something odd, even if it's not that odd, if you're a vendor, you sell stuff, you make stuff, you bake stuff, you sew stuff, you sell weird oddities like we do, try and get a booth at the next Punk Roughly Market. It's an easy process. The fee for your table is minimal, and it's a good time.
Yeah.
Can't stress that enough.
Yes.
The festival season is going to be kicking off real soon.
Yep.
The call for volunteers for Jazz Fest, Folk Fest, Fringe Fest, Fest Fest, Festy Fest Fest, and Festival Fest are now out. I just want to make sure I cover everything, right? You have volunteered for Folk Fest. They're starting to do their training sessions and that kind of stuff. So I don't believe it's too late. Or was there a cutoff?
No, there's still openings available. You just have to go on their site and see what's left.
And you know what? Even up to the date of the event, people drop out.
Yeah.
Right? So if you're afraid you kind of missed, put yourself on a waiting list. Put yourself on a backup list.
Yeah.
Because I know from running events, people cannot be committal sometimes.
Yeah.
So it's good to have a list of backup people that you can always contact. So, so Folk Fest coming up in July.
Yeah. Jazz Fest is starting in June.
Yeah, so you are now becoming a seasoned volunteer.
I am.
I become a festival widow during the summer, which is okay. Yeah. It's fine. What are some of your favorite things about volunteering at these festivals?
Just the fact that you can, like, for Jazz Fest, you can listen to the music and just, hang out. And...
Yeah, I agree. Like, UMFM, we're big sponsors of Jazz Fest, and there's always, hey, you come and you introduce an act or two. You get a free show.
Yeah.
And I know I've done one of my favorites. I get really nervous in front of people. I'm great on the mic. It's so funny at work. Everyone's always like, we have this town hall. Let's get Amanda to host it because she's on the radio. And I'm like, you don't understand. Nobody sees me, which makes a huge difference than when you're sitting in front of 200 to 300 people.
Yeah.
It makes a huge difference. But they're always like, she's all right. She's great with that.
Yeah,
I'm like, no.
Don't worry about it. Yeah. No.
There's nobody here. But anyway, we often get asked to MC events for Jazz Fest, and there was one I couldn't pass up once. It was Jared came to me, and he's like, there's doing a show at the Pyramid. You were the first person I thought of to introduce the Mothers of Invention, like Frank Zappa's band. And I was like, oh, God. But Jared's like, you'll get in for free. You'll be able to sit and watch the show from, like, the side of the Pyramid stage. You get to introduce the group. You maybe be able to meet them. And I'm like, oh, God. You're like, okay, so I did it. Nervous as hell, but it was, like, the coolest thing I think I've ever did. Because it was like, I'm standing there. The Mothers of Invention. These guys played with Frank Zappa. So volunteering is worth it.
Yeah.
Is what I'm trying to say. Because you get some of these crazy opportunities. Like, you might be rubbing shoulders with some masked gay Canadian cowboy that I love.
Maybe.
You might.
Yep.
At Folk Fest. So. What's one thing you wish you knew about volunteering before you signed up? I'm just drilling you, hey.
Yeah, I'm like,
I guess not much, really, because these organizations have been around for a while. They do the training. They're pretty...
You going for an orientation?
I was really impressed because last Jazz Fest, you had a bit of an incident happen. Was that Jazz Fest?
No, that was Fringe.
That was Fringe.
Yeah.
You had a little bit of an incident at the bar happen, which you can't account for everything.
Yeah.
But I love the way the Fringe Fest handled that situation because you had some young kids try to steal something from somewhere that they shouldn't have been.
Yep.
And they actually talked to you about it. They actually had a meeting afterwards, made improvements to the system. So these organizations know what they're doing.
Yes,
they treat their volunteers well.
Yep.
So definitely volunteer.
Yeah.
It's worth it, man. It's worth it, man.
Damn right.
We noticed today some news came out of the Wu-Tang show.
Which is like, if you are into that 90s, late 80s hip-hop.
Freaking rolling
De La Soul has joined
the opening act. Or is it like a... No, they're the openers, right? It's not like a double
bill. I think they're
going to
be the openers because it was Nas in there as well.
The frick, man.
Yeah.
You sent me a message and you're like, well, I guess we're going now. God damn it. Here goes my pocketbook. Just...
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's been... It was, who was I talking to? I think my nail girl. And we were saying, like, all the this is like the kick up, right? Because all these people had to put shows on hold during COVID and put tours on hold, and now that everything seems to be kind of returning back to a more normal state, these tours are starting to kick up.
Yeah.
And it's like everybody's coming through. Like everybody. Like, it's like, oh my God.
Kiss is doing a final tour.
I saw Kiss on there. I saw Kiss three times. The first time I saw them was their final tour. So what does that tell me? I've seen Kiss three times. Isn't that ridiculous
That's
for someone
crazy.
Like me?
Yeah.
But they're a great show. I recommend it. Like, if you're kind of on the fence, you're like, oh, it's Kiss. Go. I was not a Kiss fan when I saw them, and they made me a fan. Like, my friend dragged me to the show, and I was like, I know, like, two songs by Kiss. Like everybody. And after seeing that, I'm like, okay, you know what? That was cool.
I think we're going to have a busy October, November. So it's so long.
Yeah. God damn it. Start saving your clams there, Winnipeg. It's crazy.
Yeah. What else is going on? Record Store Day is next weekend.
That's what I wanted to talk about. God, yes, Record Store Day is next weekend. That's why half the set list is taken from Nuggets. Record Store Day is coming up. But yeah, you're right. That's next weekend.
Yeah.
The usual places here in Winnipeg will be up for Record Store Day. So that would be Into the Music.
Yep.
That would be
Winnipeg
Record and Tape. Argies. Probably McNally Robinson. They used to. That used to be one of the places
Sunrise, I
always hit.
I think might be
and it. Sunrise might have as well. If you're new to the Record Store Day thing, we urge you to go to the website, check out the list.
Yep.
The list. That's all we call it.
That's all we call it. It's called the list.
The list. But it shows you what's being released.
Yeah.
Now, bear in mind what's being released and what is going to be in the stores may not mesh up.
Yeah.
It's random, folks. Like,
It all goes with what their sales were the year before.
Exactly. Like, if they sold this much, you're going to give you this much stock.
Yeah.
But it's not everything. So I was talking to my nail girl, her dad owns Argies here in the city, and she says, yeah, he's already getting prepped, and he never knows what he's getting.
Yeah.
He just gets the boxes and he just deals with what he has. So divide and conquer is always a good plan. If there's something you really want, call up a couple of your friends who are into the Record Store Day thing and be like, hey, I'm gonna go here, what's your want list, check it out. And if you are desperate, a lot of that stuff goes up on Discogs in about a week. So I'm still hoping and praying, that stupid box set is not an arm and a leg.
Yeah.
The Nuggets box. That's the only thing I really want. There was something else I wanted on there, too, but Nuggets
there's
a lot of good garage rock.
I was going to say a couple, but there's probably more than a couple things that I'm interested in this time, so.
I haven't looked at it since the first time, and I'm scared, too, because I'm like, oh, that. Oh, God, that sounds good. Oh, man. So, yeah, Record Store Day, we urge you, line up early.
Yes.
The lineups will be early, a couple hours beforehand. Get your coffee.
Yeah, Into the Music, there's usually one guy there at 7:30.
It's usually you.
I'm the second guy, second or third guy.
You're the second guy. Yeah, it's weird. You went into the music, and there were like three people, and then I went to Argies, and there was like 20 people.
Yep.
I'm like, oh, my God. But everyone's got great systems. It moves pretty quick. I know Argies lets like... Well, maybe it'll be different now because COVID's not really such a big thing. But he lets in about three or four people at a time. And even doing that is great because it's not a big store. There's not a lot of room to move. It gives you space. And it's a great way to just support record stores.
Yeah.
That being said, it is only for stores that sell new vinyl.
Yes.
So our show sponsor here, Vintage Vinyl, does not carry new vinyl.
No.
Which this is the thing that kind of irks me about Record Store Day.
Yeah.
A little bit. The kind of thing that gets my... Because it's the independent record stores, right? And it's the people who are keeping it going and afloat. And yeah, new vinyl. But for all those years when vinyl was not a thing, these stores were selling used records.
Yeah.
For the most part. But that being said, Vintage Vinyl at Vintage Vinyl 204, go give him a follow, does his own kind of version of Record Store Day. He always has... I don't know where he gets this stuff. Like, honest... Fucking God, it just, I don't know.
Yeah, he's still got a whole bunch of dead stock.
He's still got all that dead stock stuff. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Like brand new sealed stuff from like,
Yeah, it's insane. He gets the craziest stuff and he's got such an ear for music. He just knows, right?
Yeah.
So he said he's going to have some fancy schmancy things coming out for his version of Record Store Day. He has deals in the store as well. So even though you're hitting up those new places, if you've got independent record stores that just carry used vinyl, go and support them too. Drop a 20, drop a 10, because they need it as well.
Yep.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think we should play some music.
That's my music. Talked more.
Music more. So this is The Vegetables.
The Vegetables.
V-E-J-T-A-B-L-E-S.
People need to go back to school.
Can't count, can't spell.
Jeez.
This is a song called I Still Love You.
I still love you, girl.
I love you.
Just like a well-born lady. for me. Starts to wonder why the clouds are in your eyes. You can tell them it's the flowers or the cinder in the air. But don't let on what's under your skies. Inside, and he'll ask you why you're laughing as he laughs along with you. You don't know that you both laugh so hard you cry. On the wall.
that is some classic psychedelic right there.
That is, like, yeah.
As the Blues Magoos with Pipe Dream. Before that, the E-Types will put the clock back on the wall. The Collectors with Looking at a Baby. And the incorrectly spelled Vegetables with I Still Love You. We're done.
We are.
Everybody have a great weekend.
Yes.
Stay warm, stay dry, keep those basements dry.
Yeah.
This is one of my favorite songs. I was so happy when I found this record at Vintage Vinyl. And it's so good that you bought it too. We have two of these.
We do?
Yeah, we do. This is the Eagles, Baby Come Back. And come back next week, folks, for another great episode of Punks and Parkas.
Yep.
Catch us on the face.
Yes, on Monday.
On Mondays.
Yep.
Have a good one.
See ya.
I shouldn't have been a flirty, but now my love is